Welcome to Truth Be Told, Transformation. I'm Bonnie Burkert. Today I'm very excited to speak to a very gifted intuitive reader. Her name's Ginger Pullman. Ginger, welcome to Truth Be Told.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm so happy to be here. I knew you were going to call me.
That's how intuitive she is.
So
there's a lot of different ways that we can tap our intuition. But Ginger, you and I have worked together in the past with tarot cards. And are we calling them tarot or tarot? Let's start with that deep question.
Perfectly valid question. I call them tarot cards. I think it's perfectly fine if people pronounce them, you know, tarot, like that's fine there. It's cool. And I think, John Lennon even referred to them as the tarot in one of his songs. I can't think of what it was, maybe which one of his songs it was, but he called them the tarot. I'm like, the tarot, John Lennon, honestly.
If you're listening, you let us know if you know that John Lennon song.
Which song is it?
About the mystical cards.
I don't believe in the Beatles. I don't believe in the tarot. I believe in me.
Give us a little background on how you migrated to using the cards.
Okay, so I grew up with the tarot cards. I had a very wonderful auntie who read them, and she made her living reading them. She went all around the country, and she would read cards and revamp houses. And I always knew she was very intuitive. I would always like ask for my readings, even though I was a little kid. She was always like kind enough to indulge me. She gave me my first how to read tarot cards, crystal balls, palmistry book when I was, I think, in the third grade. I guess she no longer had a use for it. So that's how I got into it. And even my father actually read cards as well. He read playing cards. She taught him how to do that. I grew up with it. It's all very natural, normal for me. My mom is incredibly intuitive as well. Scorpios, you know. So things like intuition, tarot, you know, all that stuff was very much sort of in the vibration around the home. So it's not surprising that I fell into it as well.
Wonderful. Can you tell me specifically, one of my goals with this show is to talk about tools and tools for transformation. So tell me, if you can, why cards? How do the cards work? Because I know we're tapping intuition, and I've seen you pull cards, and yet off you go. It sparks something in you. So is it something, I'm just going to hold up, like I have this card right now, you know, just for visual, but is there something about these images that tap something in you or somebody else? How does that work intuitively for you?
Well, I think I have that same deck. This is the Rider Waite deck, which is one of my favorites. So I think what happens is sometimes the tarot cards can simply trigger a conversation. If you pull a card and like, let's say the symbol, like here's, I just pulled this card up and this is the Two of Cups, which is two people holding a cup and they're looking at each other. And it's a symbol of love and partnership. That might trigger a conversation in my head. Well, why is this card coming up for this person? Or let's say this is somebody else who wants to tap into their own intuition. They can question for themselves. Why is this card coming up for me? What is it trying to tell me? What is my relationship with partnerships? Do I have partnerships? Do I want one? And the interesting thing about cards, because the card can have a lot of meaning, sometimes you'll notice something in the card that you've never really noticed before. Like suddenly this hill in the background, I don't know if you can see that, this hill in the background will suddenly like come into focus. And normally for another reading, it may just kind of fade into the background. For this person, the hill means something. So it's kind of like different images, different parts of this card can suddenly like pull focus or draw your attention. And it's also sort of like, it's like a little psychic clue, little magical breadcrumbs, a phrase I like to use. And that sometimes it triggers something. And I just feel like when you're in that zone, you're setting that intention to tap in your intuition, you get more intuitive messages. So if you want to be into it more intuitive, just let it not be known to the universe, like I would like to use my intuition now, and sort of open yourself up to the messages, like as they come through. That this might trigger something, but it may not be the whole conversation. This is just one piece of the puzzle.
Now we're talking about you reading for another. So what if somebody's reading for themselves, Do you have any tips that way? And I mean, in general, do people use the tarot cards alone, solitary, or are they kind of meant to have an expert guide them, or maybe you do it for other people?
I think a lot of people, one of the best ways for people, I would always advise people, if you want to start reading tarot cards, is to start pulling a card a day or a couple of cards a day. And you can start to write down, like, what's the card you pulled? What was the message? And a big part of reading the tarot cards is asking the question first. Okay. For instance, you can randomly pull a card and you'll sort of say, okay, here's the general message. But let's say you want to know more about, you're in a job situation and you don't know if you should go left or right. You can start to focus in, like, okay, what should I do about my career? And for that next week, you can start to pull a card a day about your career and kind of see what comes up for you. And you might start to put together a better picture. So all you simply do is you'll get out your journal, you'll think of your question, you pull your card, write down what the card is. You can write up any of your thoughts about it. Like, I don't like the way this person looks in this card, or this card looks really happy, or however the card makes you feel. And then you'll start to get like a better picture of what's going on. And then honestly, Google is a great friend. There's a lot of amazing resources for free online. And you just say, like, tarot card, let's say, Two of Cups, career meaning. And then you just hop on and you'll see what of other people, because people have been very generous online with sharing their interpretations of the card. So you'll really will learn pretty quickly by pulling for yourself.
It's incredible. I think there's actually Wikipedia pages for each of the tarot cards. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's how prolific they are in people's interest, for sure. So I myself sometimes just decide that I know what the meaning is. So, but that could be a little dangerous, because this, for example, is a scary card. This is the Ten of Swords, and the person's lying flat on the ground, and it's rather dark. And the Rider-Waite deck is dark. I mean, these are pretty archaic images, are they not? I mean, they've been around for a really long time.
Well, so, they can be. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I just want to say,
there are, let's say you pull a cluster, you have a question, you pull a cluster of cards, and most of them are black. That is very symbolic. So, like, okay, this is not a good vibe. This is not a good energy. So the colors on the cards are very symbolic. So you can, even if you don't read a lot of cards, if you pull out a cards and they're like yellow and blue, that's a pretty happy vibe. Or if you pull other cards and like black, gray, it's like maybe not so much. Like, if you could do this one or this one, like an either or sort of pulling, I'm gonna put five cards over here to the left, I'm gonna put five cards to the right, and you might actually see a pretty clear picture just from the colors if you're starting out with what is a better decision. And all the cards, none of the cards are really bad. I don't think any card is bad. Even that card, Bonnie, you just shared, the Ten of Swords, or the person lying face down on their back. If you look in the background of that card, the sun is rising. And for some people, that card can be a relief in a way. It's like, say you're in a career or a job you don't like. It's kind of like that card represents you've done everything you can. There's nothing else to do. It's just done. And it's kind of like, well, now you know you have done everything you can for this situation. There's no more hope for it. It's over. And it's kind of like sometimes a new chapter can't begin until one closes. And that's a sad thing, but it's also, isn't it kind of a relief to say, like, okay, this is really done. I'm ready for a new chapter to begin. And that's okay.
So that's a great perspective. I appreciate that perspective a lot. And so I have two questions on that. One is, can you kind of go rogue and pull your own interpretation, which is pretty much what you've just described, correct? Versus going in and finding what the interpretation from whoever knows how many different people are out there that talk about the meaning, and perhaps they're slightly different, the interpretations. But I think I'd like to, a takeaway from this point for everyone listening is, it's okay if you don't know exactly what the meaning is, but don't default to the dark. And I think this is such a huge message in general, right? So I'm looking at a card that has a guy face down, or girl, and there's 10 swords in their back, yet maybe you're just, it doesn't necessarily have to be death. There's no blood or anything like that. That's so maybe it's just symbolic of done. And thank you.
It could actually be very literal. I actually pulled that card one time when I knew somebody in that moment. I kind of wanted to see how they were doing because they were in the middle of back surgery.
Wow. Amazing.
So they had, so like the cards can be very literal sometimes. And one time there's another card that shows somebody juggling in the deck. And I pulled the cards one time and the guy said, oh, I'm a juggler. I ride unicycles and I juggle. I'm like, okay. So sometimes the cards can be very literal. So yeah, you just have to trust your own instinct. And there's no, like, it only means this. It's like, if you're getting a channeled message, you have to be careful though, when you receive a message, because sometimes, let's say you have that 10 of cards, that 10 of, let's compare our cards. Let's compare your 10 of swords and my 2 of cups card.
Right.
You know the little Jim Carrey meme that goes around? He's like, so you're saying I got a chance? And it's like, it's that scene from Dumb and Dumber when it's like, it's so over. It can't be possible. It's impossible. And he's like, you think I got a chance? Let's say somebody's really in love with another person and they want to know, is there hope for this relationship? And they pull that card. I think it's kind of, there's plenty of cards such as this 2 of cups with the 2 people, like with all the blue and they're looking at each other. This is the kind of energy you want to get. That card, somebody who's kind of hanging all their hopes and wishes on something might say like, but maybe the sun is rising up because they're going to change everything in our past, how we weren't together. We're going to make it work. It's like, sometimes you got to, like, sometimes just is what it is.
Acceptance. It's not like, oh, that person hasn't been calling me because they're having an acupuncture session or something like that.
Yes. No, you have to be careful when your ego or your hopes really get involved. You really do kind of have to.
It's good. No, that's it. That's super, super valuable. And let's take a quick look and see now, you know, our show is called sort of tapping our energetic field, right? Through the tarot. So why don't you, I've gotten definitely just from some of the ideas that you've shared, I've gotten some of the ideas and I feel it when we talk about it and you inviting us to say, don't default to the dark. Let's take a perspective. I felt that is a shift for me. So would you like to talk a little bit? Is that, as you know, is that an example of, you know, shifting my energetic field with a reading, or would you like to give even more specific examples?
Yeah. To shift your energetic field, let's say you're pulling some cards for yourself. And they do like, what's my general like vibration right now? And let's say your cards like are kind of all like dark and black. It might trigger a conversation with yourself. It can even trigger a difficult conversation with your help. Like, let's say there's a card in here. Let's say here's a card, and some people have different feelings about it, but I have this card here. This is the 8 of cups. And this person who is walking away from something. And for some people, they might be sad, like, well, I'm not really ready to walk away from this situation. And this card is kind of, it's almost like we have the moon in here. So I'll just say it's like a kind grandmother energy might want to come into your field and say like, but baby boo, you have done everything you can for this situation. And it might be in your best interest to walk away. So it's kind of like, it could be your angels, your guides, your spirits, whatever it is, your own energetic power, whatever it is, it could simply be triggering conversations that might be hard for you to have with yourself. And it's kind of like, maybe it's a thought you've had, like, ooh, I have a really bad habit, but I'm not going to tell anybody about it. I'm not going to discuss it. And you pull a card and the card like, hey, but let's talk about that thing you don't really want to talk about, Karen. And like, you know, they really will pop up and say like, can't hide from us. We're the cards. So they can trigger trigger honest conversations you have with yourself. And that honesty with yourself is so empowering. Living in a state of denial is just going to be your energetic, you know, your life force really kind of like, will shrink up. Things will not work well. But once you sort of step into acceptance and your real truth and putting things from coming out from the dark into the light, that raises your energetic vibration. That's when you'll get in the flow and you'll have those coincidences and you'll see miracles and things can change.
That's incredible. And thank you for, as a, you know, truth be told, thanks you for giving us just another aspect of living one's truth.
Live your truth.
Because it's really true. Now, let's talk about some of your other disciplines and how it complements you as a reader and really what that means and more conversation about the energetic field, which is one of, you know, certainly fascinating to me. So I know that you are a fellow student of Kundalini Yoga. So that is for listeners, we'll be sure to have other guests on that talk about that as well. But I know Ginger and I share a fascination with just how exercises, breath work, mudra, mantra can really be a charge for us. So, Ginger, in your studies, how have you found that those kind of tune-ups help you as a reader?
They are incredible. I think it's vital, whether you want to read tarot cards or do Kundalini, whatever it is, like, you need a psychic bath. Like people will walk around. Do you ever go walking and all of a sudden you like walk into a spider web and nobody else can see it? You're like, nah, that kind of thing. Doing this these meditations, you might be walking around with psychic debris or psychic spider webs from other people. So if you're in a bad mood, it may not necessarily be your own energy that you're walking around, You may have kind of got what I call like a psychic clinger. It's like a little jellyfish of psychic energy has like glommed onto your field. And what the meditations does, they kind of push these energies away from you so your own light can shine through. That does not mean to say that your own light doesn't have its own shenanigans to deal with. But it does help you give yourself a psychic bath, because we interact with a lot of people and your psychic hygiene is incredibly important. You don't want to walk around with energy that isn't your own. We have enough of our own psychic energy, but to have somebody else's on us that we don't necessarily want is kind of like, oh, you're getting stinky, you're getting ripe. It's time to meditate it away. And that's actually a very important thing for anybody who is doing a tarot reading or any sort of energy healing. It's very important to close the energetic conversation. I like to visualize a phone between myself and a client. Like, I'll picture the name and the phone, like the old school phone, will like click, and to kind of like throw that phone off into the universe and break some like psychic sticks. I'll picture some sticks breaking the connection and all that stuff, and then calling back in your own energy, which using any sort of a Kundalini meditation to draw your own energy, like back in your own life force, to clear out whatever you got stirred up by connecting with theirs, is vital for your health and your well-being. So that's a huge part of reading, is to clear your own energy.
Fantastic. I think that applies not only to a reading. I mean, clearly when we're sort of tapping a tool like the cards or other things, it's important, but boy, there's a couple of work phone calls that I probably need to do the same for. Zoom calls and whatnot, right?
Yes. I mean, I did a powerful meditation, Bonnie, and I could not believe what happened. I was doing this meditation and I had this visualization of pixels coming out of my system. And for me, I was realizing, oh my gosh, this is all social media and energetic pixels, because you put your energy out there in a certain form or another. Your energy is going out there in the universe, or people are seeing your energy and they're plugging into you a little bit. It's this exchange. So every now and then you kind of got to clear all this stuff out, and it's not a big deal, but I was very surprised. I literally saw, and this was not my intention with this meditation to do this, but I saw pixels falling away, and it was all the electronic stuff that we deal with.
That's great. And just for everyone listening, it doesn't have to be specific to Kundalini yoga. It's just something that Ginger and I happen to share, and we're always happy to answer any questions about that. But there are some beautiful ways to clear, and some of it can even be as simple as going out into nature, hugging a tree, petting your dog, right? Or kitty. Yeah. All of that can also be very clearing. So I have another question for you about doing readings remotely, because you and I have had a chance to mostly work in person, but I know that people can contact you remotely. And what is it like tuning into somebody? I had a question from somebody else recently as well. How can you know if they're not actually touching the cards or you're not there in person feeling them? Please explain that.
Well, it's almost like we're all sort of, your computer has like the cloud, you know, like, oh, my photos are stored on the cloud. it's kind of what we're doing, like psychically, like, I'll see you on the astral, like we'll connect on the cloud. The person does not have to touch the cards to have me read them. And actually there are many readers that prefer their client not touch the cards. I mean, that's somebody's own personal choice, whether they want to do that or not. But no, the person does not have to be there. And it really is, because it's not like if I'm reading somebody's cards, I need to reach out and like, I need to touch your forehead now. Like, I don't need to touch anybody to read them. So if they can be there, that's great. But the reality is like, it's such an astral plane sort of, I guess the best way to describe it, it's kind of like my vibes are going to connect with your vibes and we'll link up and we'll get the message that we're supposed to get. So they don't need to be there.
Would you like to do a reading for us right now? Would it be yes! possible? And this and explain how it would work for somebody that isn't watching at this moment. They're when they watch later. How would that work?
Give us. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
So what we'll do is for a situation like this, we'll do an anytime, any place message. So whenever you're hearing this message is for you. So think of a question on your mind. It could be. I'll say like it could be a yes or no, but we'll just do a general vibration card, like what's my vibration around work or what's my vibration around love, because those are usually the most common questions, like work or love. But whatever it is, we'll just say like what's my general vibe around, and audience, you fill in the vibe with like what's your question. I will pull two cards. And before I reveal the answer, I want you to think in your mind, my answer is from card number one, or my answer is going to be from card number two. And then I'll interpret both of the cards, and whichever you picked one or two beforehand, that is probably your message. So that's how that will work. So go ahead and think of your question. I'm going to do a shuffle. And we're just going to get a general vibration for you. All right. So I pulled card one and I pulled card two. I'll show them. This is going to be card number one. And then this is card number two. So you can think of your question. What's your vibration? And we're going to start off with card number one. So if you chose card number one, here is your general vibration. You guys have the Page of Cups. It's time for you to tap into your creativity, or it might be time to spend time with your inner child. You also may have been taking life a little bit too seriously right now, and it might be time for you to have a little bit more fun and to use your imagination. And it could be that you might have creative talents from childhood that you might want to bring back into your life now. If you were an amazing painter, dancer, whatever it is, a kid, you might want to bring that thing back into your life. That could be a really good vibration for you right now. And it's also a really great time for you to tap into your own intuition, because this is a very intuitive card here. So have more fun, be creative, and tap into your inner child or their talents, or even just spend time with kids. So that's the message from card number one.
Fantastic.
And for those of you that picked card number two, you guys have the Eight of Wands. You need to stop hanging around. You need to get things done. This is a great card for travel. So if you have been thinking about taking a trip or moving, the answer is yes. You want to go ahead and do that. If you have been thinking about starting your own business or getting a new job, put your resume out there. Start to put things in motion to make this happen. And the reality is, I don't think you need a lot of partnerships with this card. There aren't any people in this card. This is just somebody like, I'm going to put all my effort and my energy, and it's going to be very focused, and just going and doing the damn thing. So get moving, do your thing. Change is in the air. You have a lot of fire and creativity, and this is very focused energy right now. So if you've been thinking about doing something, the answer is yes, yes, yes. Go for it. Go do it. You got this. And wherever you are now, if you grab onto this energy, it's going to be very different in about 6 months. So those are my messages. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm actually pulling from both cards, if that's all right.
I'm going. No, that's, you know what, for some people, they will intuitively feel like both of those messages were for me. Like, so if there's some people do have that feeling of like, I needed both of those, I needed that combination. So
great.
That's fine.
Thanks
too.
So much. Just a little sample reading, everybody. And you can find Ginger. Her website's right there. And she'd be interested to talk to you. So, Ginger, one of the other things that I know you have become very adept at is studies in past life. So what is that? Is that a regression? Is that, how do you work with past life information from people's
spirits? I have some visualization techniques that I do to get into that space to read somebody's past lives. I can sense whether a person has had a whole lot of past lives or if they've only had like not so many. Not all past lives in my experience that I've seen are from planet Earth. I have, you know, seen people like they're from, so I've seen them in a place that I would not identify as Earth. I can't tell you where it is, but I know like that ain't Earth, honey. So that can happen. And it's interesting because people sometimes will bring their energy from a past life into this one. I don't want anybody to take any fault for any illnesses, but some people could have certain illnesses, you know, come forward like into this life. Or some people can have some sort of an injury in a past life and it will correspond to something that they're dealing with now. I remember reading for somebody once and they had an issue with part of their body. And I said, and I wasn't expecting to see any energy like in that space. I kind of looked at their overall space and they're getting all this energy. Let's say it's on this side of the body, because I don't want to talk about it, but they have all this energy over here. And I was like, okay, what's all that energy doing over here? So I kind of zoomed into their past life. Holy moly. I saw this tribe of people from somewhere staring back at me, looking at them, arms crossed, saying like, don't you dare fix that. We did that on purpose. So I don't know what went down in this person's past life, but there were some tribes people very mad at me for even daring to like question it or look at it. And I was not expecting this energy at all. Like I always say, like one of these things come up, like I'm a creative person. I am not that creative. So I'm just reporting back what I saw. And it was very interesting. So it's basically somebody did something in some past life and this just, it wasn't a huge thing they were dealing with, but it was just there and had to do with whatever they did in a past life. So it was like, there it is.
Incredible. I'll just share quickly my experience with past life. I mean, from the first time I ever did it, I didn't quite understand what it was and how it could be. And basically, when things would come through for me, either I would have visions or I would be told things. I found that who will know if it's ever true, but I found that it gave me information in the here and now that helped me get over something I was dealing with, you know, just shift off of something I was spiraling on, some anger, some weird relationship or something like that. So I just wanted to give my two cents worth in terms of how that can be interesting, an interesting addition to a reading is to look back and on, you know, different dimensions, right? I mean, they say it's all happening at once. So
yeah, it's all now.
Yeah, indeed.
It's all now. And so, very healing.
So Ginger, one of the things I want to ask you, as you know, Truth Be Told has been a big supporter of Contact in the Desert. And I know that you yourself you've attended through different years, and just wanted to get your take on where things are at. Do you ever have any of those energies of the beyond show up in your readings? Do you ever tap the cards to see what the future holds? So I just thought I would kind of tie in interest that our audience has with your own personal interests.
Oh yeah. For the UFO things, I haven't connected using the tarot cards with beings from like another like place. But I do believe that we have and like do like have visitors here. I have had my own personal like visions and like visualizations. So, you know, like I've seen some things, man. So I don't doubt that, quote, they are among us. But I have not used a tarot card to see. Since we're asking, I don't know, let's just see. Is there anybody here right now? I actually had an experience when I came. I'm visiting my parents right now, and a very strange experience happened. I got out of my car, and as I was getting out of my car, my spidey senses kind of like ticked up, triggered up, and my family sees stuff flying. I'm in Missouri right now. My family sees stuff flying all the time overhead, like all the time, to the point where it's kind of like, oh, there's another one. It's wild. So I got out of my car. It was late at night. I was getting out of my car and I just had this feeling of like, there could really seriously be a UFO nearby, which I don't think about all the time, but the thought really kind of like, whoop, like it entered like the space. I'm like, okay, there could really be something nearby. I go in my kitchen, and then all of a sudden, this like electric, like force, like electricity, like went through the house. The vent over the oven, like the hood thing, went off and on, like that thing turned off and on by itself. And I was like, okay, we're having, there's definitely something in the neighborhood. And I could hear outside, I don't know what it was. I could hear like this whoom, whoom outside. Oh, and that sound, ever since I was a little kid, there's that certain sound I've seen in like alien movies. That sound has always like scared the bejeebies out of me. And I ran out to like, to go like out of the patio to see like, all right, I don't want to look, but I kind of want to look. And like, I got up to the patio door and I started to open it. And all of a sudden, like every sense in my body said, like, don't look outside right now, or don't go out there right now. And I'm like, there's something going on. I'm the first, like, I'm grabbing my sage, I'm gonna go check it out. But even I had that feeling. I was like, not today, Ginge, go to bed. I just kind of like stood back and I slowly closed the patio door. I grabbed the cat and I ran up to the bed. I was like,
hiding under the covers.
Something is going down in Missouri, because I'm in Cape Girardeau right now, which is where we had a crash pre-Roswell. It was actually in my neighborhood, or not my neighborhood, but in this area. So before Roswell, there was Cape Girardeau. Thank you very much.
Okay. Very interesting. Yeah. That might just have to be another show. Wow. No, it's intriguing and scary, and I'm glad you didn't go outside. I don't know. I don't think the sage wand and your little kitty were going to be enough, backup for you on that.
I'm not going to namaste my way out of that one.
Yeah. So, okay. Back to the energetic field. You're in a situation like that. I mean, one, you tuned in. Obviously, there were messages coming through. Don't first go to the door, then step away from the door. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about help. Let's, help all of us know how to listen to something like that. Good, bad, or scary.
Good, bad, or scary. I always say that we're always getting magical breadcrumbs. And people will be connected. I know for you, Bonnie, like sometimes hummingbirds, people, they're like little signs from the universe that always kind of show up, and you kind of need to recognize what are your signs. And some people, like butterflies, show up and then like something happens, or I know it's a message from my grandmother, or the radio or your iPod, like that's a huge one for people. So if you suddenly have a song stuck in your head, or there's some song on the radio or whatever it is, and you can't get away from it, look at the lyrics of that song. What is the message behind that song? Or you can even do a deeper dive, like, well, who wrote the song? What is it about? Like, who are the songwriters? You really kind of do a deep dive on why is this always coming up? Those are some things you can do. And also, if you're ever delayed, people say like, oh, I'm so mad. I can't find my keys and I have to go to this meeting. Take a minute to say thank you, because a lot of times if you can't find your keys, you're simply being delayed. It can prevent you from getting in a car wreck. I don't know. I think this has happened to many people.
Yes.
They're delayed by a little bit. They can't find their keys. Then they get on the road and then they see a car wreck and they realize, if I would have left on time, I would have been in that car wreck. So you really kind of got to give thanks, and giving thanks can really boost your energetic field. It's like if you have a team of angels working overtime saying, hey, look out for me, and you give thanks to them, like, oh, they notice we're doing a good job. Well, we'll just do some more things for you, or because that's what my angels sound like.
The attitude
always
of gratitude.
Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Attitude of gratitude.
Attitude.
No, it's so very, very important. So any closing thoughts on people maybe figuring out getting their own deck of cards or something like that? I mean, tell us, bringing it back around to the cards.
Background to the cards. I say, go ahead and get your own deck of cards. I personally highly recommend the Rider-Waite deck. A lot of people say this is the first deck you should get. There are many decks out there. Go with what you're drawn to. However, I will say that this deck, the symbolism in this deck, it's so rich. There's so much in this. And like, yes, you can have Kitty Cat Tarot, I have it, but But really, I do highly recommend getting the Rider-Waite deck for your first one, but obviously get any deck you're welcome to. And just get a journal and start to ask yourself a question a day. And when you're opening yourself up to this energy, you kind of open up, you know, your auric field and to be receptive to get these messages. And it's kind of building upon itself, you know. That's, you know, where attention goes, energy flows. Know what
Very
I mean,
good.
Jelly Bean?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is. It's like a little exercise. And I'm a big proponent of a daily practice. So what you were suggesting about just try to do one a day and jot it down. And then you can go back and learn from it. And again, don't feel that you have to get super formal and write down the full definition of it. Just take a look and see. Like, you know, I pulled the sun. Obviously,
Yay!
That Ginger pulled a reading for me when I was in Hawaii recently. And it's like, let's take an overview of what my time's going to be like here. And it was the sun. So, and it really was very true.
Hey, that makes me so happy. So yeah, the cards are for everybody. Everybody can read. Everybody's intuitive. It's just a matter of tapping in. You can do it. You can change your energy. Everybody.
Stay true to you. Thank you so much for talking to us. I hope that everybody has a chance to find Ginger on her site and on her socials. And, until the next time, I hope you'll come back and see us again, Ginger. And thank you again, Sat Nam, as we say in Kundalini, and namaste to everybody. Stay tuned for future episodes. Tony Sweet is on every Friday. And I look forward to our next time together. This is Bonnie Burkert for Truth Be Told, Transformation.